Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. But there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much. Same with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Ruth King is back. Ruth, as you know, is the CEO of the ProfitabilityChannel.com, the author of The Ugly Truth About Small Business, and she's one of the smartest management experts in our brain trust, and she's our good friend, Ruth King. Welcome back.
Thanks, Jim. Thanks for having me back.
Always a pleasure. Ruth, you had big doings in your shop about a week or two ago where you brought in a bunch of really smart people. And you talked to them, you interviewed them, you videotaped them. You're turning them into a series of programs that people can gain access to. I'm so proud of you for doing that. And you've joined us today to talk to us about some of the things you learned from these smart people in that event.
Yes, we are doing the Small Business World Summit, which will air for Small Business Saturday and Black Friday and Cyber Monday, that whole weekend.
Right.
And it's a series of 9 half-hour, 45-minute programs that you have 3 options a day. So, you know, like most small business owners will say, oh, we'll get to it later.
Right.
But you only have 24 hours to watch each of these. So it's like you got to do it Friday or you got to do it
Saturday.
If
you want to get it for free, that's what you got to do, right?
That's right. Absolutely.
Yeah. After that, you pay for it. But what was one of the things that when you interviewed these really smart people that you thought was the most compelling?
Well, Jacqueline Wales has a book called The Fearless Factor, and she did a program called Getting Over Your Fears for Growth and Success. And are you there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then what she talks about is we have this little voice in the back of our heads that is just saying, you know, are you crazy? Are you crazy? Are you nuts? Da-da-da-da.
What?
Get over it.
I know what you were feeling, but what were you thinking? This is what you're saying to yourself in the mirror.
Yeah, exactly.
What makes you think you can do? You're just you. Everybody knows you're not much. What's wrong with you?
Yeah, and we get to a lot of us get to a level and we think we don't deserve it anymore.
What is that all about?
That's all about, according to Jacqueline, that's all about having this. She calls it the glass ceiling, but it's really not a glass ceiling. But it's just you go to the level you think you should be at.
And this is not the women's glass ceiling.
No.
This is everybody's glass ceiling.
Yeah, and you say, what am I doing here? I don't deserve here. I don't belong here. And it doesn't necessarily have to be conscious.
Mm-hmm.
It can be subconscious. It could be something that you started when you were a kid. You know, your parents did it to you.
My friend Noah St. John calls it permission to succeed. He discovered that he was robbing himself of success every time he got close to being more successful than his dad.
Interesting.
And he had to go ask his dad, Dad, can I be more successful than you? And his dad said, yeah. And that liberated him. It was a subconscious thing, and he calls it permission to succeed.
Yeah. Well, her mother put on bottles, labels on whiskey bottles, and her father was a dock worker in England.
Right.
And she was never supposed to succeed. She was never supposed to do anything. Her father was a drunk, and she just escaped.
Mm-hmm.
And it started her journey all the way through of finding out what reality was and why she did it. I mean, she said she went through this really hard process, sort of like the permission to succeed, and once she broke through it, she realized everybody else in the world was doing the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And started training on it.
It's really amazing. It's amazing how much, how many of us have that kind of a roadblock in front of us, where we question it and it literally manifests this subconscious, this ingrained, you know, dysfunction literally manifests as bad performance, poor performance.
Or screwing up as you get close.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. So it was really, it was the entire control room was quiet during
wow.
her It was a very, and you can see this in November.
Mm-hmm.
She just does phenomenal job.
What is the website where this list is going to be available?
It's www.smallbusinessworldsummit.com.
Smallbusinessworldsummit.com.
And you can register now.
Okay, good. And will you remind people when it's going to be available?
It will be available November 23rd to 24th, 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 23rd to 27th.
23rd to 27th, and they can register now. Say it again, website?
www.smallbusinessworldsummit.com.
All right, so check that out, folks. It's free those days. Quick break, going to be right back with Ruth King. We're going to find out some more about what she learned in the World Summit. You're getting a sneak preview. Guess what? What you're getting right now doesn't exist anywhere else in the world, so it's very special. 22, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.